Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Ches. Daf Ches of Baba Kama, we are continuing our discussion of payments of different people, how much do they pay and who do they pay, until we get to tomorrow when, Beth Hashem, we have the next Mishnah in getting back to some Avos Nezikin. But we have one more day on related to in Yoni Tashlumin. Okay, so the Gemara ended up yesterday with a question, which the Gemara just answered, and now we're going to talk about it. The question is, Machlokas, where we keep Rabbi Shmuel, with the Nizik, with the Mazik. So the Gemara asks, within Rabbi Akiva, who says, Bidemazik Shaiminan, that we measure which fields that one should pay from based on the Mazik's properties. So, how do we do that? Lemute de Nizak, asked the Gemara, or Lemute de Almanami. Meaning, do you go by the Mazik's properties, or do you go by the world's properties? Meaning, Bishalo Hein Shamin, do you go by him, or Bishalo Lamein Shamin? So the Gemara said, obviously it's him, right? Metav Sadehu is personal, it's his own field, so therefore it must be that you go by him. So ask the Gemara, Eisvei, six lines from the bottom. Eisvei, Ein lo ela idis. This is only, I only know this if he has idis, kulam govim in idis. I know that if he has only idis, let's say somebody has only very good property, then they all, who's they all? Let's say a person has three creditors. He has somebody who he owes money to, he has somebody who he damaged, a nizik, and he has a wife, subasisha, and he's getting divorced. So all those three people are coming to him and say, we want our due. So if he only has one type of field, that's it. That's what he pays. Kulam govim in idis. The chiddush the Meiri says is that you don't have to wait for him to get what's usually given to you. Even though usually a nizik gets from idis, and a bal chov gets from beinanis, and a ksubas isha gets from ziburis, you know that's true, but you don't have to wait. If he only has one type of field, they all get from idis. Beinanis, kulam govim beinanis. If he only has beinanis, then they all get from there. Ziburis, kulam govim ziburis. If he only has ziburis, then they only get ziburis. So, what about these cases now? Hayulo idis ubeinanis. What if he has idis beinanis viziburis? He has all three. So then you split it up perfectly, exactly what the din is. Nizikin, nizakin beidis, ubalcho beinanis, subasisha viziburis. So we're learning nizikin. Nizikin is the best for the victim. Right? Best for the victim. Idis ubeinanis. What if he only has idis and beinanis? So says the Gemara, Nezikin be'idis, so Nezikin who's supposed to get idis, gets idis, but Balchov, Ksubas Isha be'beinonis, Ksubas Isha is supposed to get ziburis, so Ksubas Isha is bumped up, right? Ksubas Isha needs something, so she gets the lower of what's left, and that's the be'inonis. And be'inonis is ziburis, what if the person only has two types, he doesn't have any idis, he only has be'inonis and ziburis, So what the Nizik is supposed to get is not there. So he Nizikin who Balchov Beinonis. Nizikin who's supposed to get Idis gets down to Beinonis. And Balchov, who's supposed to get Beinonis, gets Beinonis. Fixubasisha Beziburis. Right, so you have to modify each one if there's something, if there's one field lacking, you have to see what that person is going to get. And finally, the last case on top, Chesamad Aleph. Idis Beziburis. What if you have the best and the worst? You have no medium fields. You only have great fields or not great fields. So there, Nezikin b'idis. Nezikin gets idis because that's what he's supposed to get. Ubalchov, ksubasisha b'ziburis. Balchov is pushed down, as we'll see, because he goes down to the me'ikra hadin, the din d'araisa of his getting ziburis. And ksubasisha also gets ziburis, as we said yesterday. Rashi quoted from ksubas. Why does ksubasisha get ziburis? Because Yosef Yimashi Isha Lisa Isha Rotsa Lihinase. Right. So there's a less. Obviously, she gets paid ksuba. The question is, with what? It's the same value, but she can get ziburis. So says the Gemara, Tani Mia Mitzia, the middle case, though, here said, Beinanis viziburis. Let's say he does not have any of this. So he has only Beinanis and ziburis. Nizikin ubalcho bebeinanis. So the Nizak and the Balcho, the lender, is allowed to collect from Beinanis for ksubasisha viziburis. And ksubasisha can get ziburis. So ask the Gemara, the Iamrit Bishalo Hein Shamin, and if we say, like we just said, that what is Idis Iburis and Beinanis, how is it figured out? It's figured out by his personal assets, Bishalo. So then, why, in this case, of Beinanis and Ziburis, why did the Nizik and the Balchov both get Beinanis? Why? Tasen Beinanis Shalo, Teaseh, Beinanis Shalo Ki Idis, his Beinanis, which is his best field, should be considered Idis, and therefore, V'yitche Balchov Eitzel Ziburis. Right, what's the Nizik going to do? The Nizik is going to get the best that he has, which is Beinonis. But what about the Balchov? So the Balchov is only supposed to get Beinonis. So this guy should be able to say, one second, Mr. Balchov, you're supposed to get Beinonis, but this field is my best field. And if you measure it by me personally, this should be considered my Idis, and you should get my lower field, which is really Ziburis, but that's what, if you go by Bishaloi Shaman, which the Gemara said we do, so the person should be able to push away his Balchov to the worst of his fields, away from his Beinonis, which is his Ziburis, and he should be able to get the HPR to push into Ziburis. Even before we answer the question, the Shiva Kubetz asks, why is the Gemara asking from a Lumdus, from a Svar, what he should be able to do? What about just going from the language of the Brisa? The language calls it Beinonis. So if the Brisa calls it Beinonis, that means, and that's his best field, it must be Bishal Olamein Shaman, because, you know, the Brisa would have called it Idis if it was going by him. So why do you have to ask based on a svar? Just based on the language of the brisa. Says the Shidduk Bat says, "V'yim Tomer Havli Lakshuye Amai Kari Lebedinus Kiva the Bishalowi Shamim V'alagabi Didei Idishu De Lesley Adifa Minei." Wouldn't that be a more simpler way of asking it? V'yesh Lomar No De Shayach Lamikri Beinonis Kiva the Havi Beinonis De Alma. Still, the Gemara could have still called it Beinonis, even though it's his best, because objectively, it's Beinonis. Even though, regarding what we're going to figure out, what he pays, you might call it Idis. But still, you know, that's not such a problem. That's what the Mari Katz suggests. But in terms of the Svara, there, that's a problem. Because why can't he say, he can tell the Balchov, you know, you should be able to only get Ziburis. So answers the Gemara, Hachav Bayas Kinan. What must be, again, what's the kasha? The kasha is, doesn't this Bryce approve that you go by, how do you evaluate fields? You go by Bishal Olam, you go by the worlds. But, you know, we just said that you go by Bishal Ohin Shem, and you measure his personal field. So, Acham Ayaskinan, what's the answer? What's the case? It must be that originally, we'll get to what originally means, but originally he had Idis. At the crucial moment, he already had Idis, so therefore his property, the Idis, was already leaned to the Nizak. It was already split up, the Shibud already started on the Idis, so therefore, even though he sold it afterwards, the Balchov could still collect from the Beinonis, because that's still called Beinonis, because there was Idis. You're right, if there had never been any Idis, so then this Beinonis is really his Idis, and the Balchov wouldn't be able to collect from it, he'd be able to only collect from the Ziburis, from the worst. But here, the person in question, the party that owes all the money, had Idis, so therefore, we say that the Balchov's Shibud never changes. The Achronim, Rav Shach, and the Granat, and Rav Gusman, all the Achronim that too, some of them we mentioned yesterday, some of them we didn't, who all discuss what is the Din of Meitav about. We mentioned yesterday from the stipple at the end of the day, is the Din of Meitav about a Shibud? Is it a Shibud that the Nizak or any of these creditors have? But the Meta means the Torah creates a Shibud, a connection, a quasi-kinyan of the one who is owed from the one who owes. That's a Shibud. Right? If I owe you money, so then my property is Meshubud to you. It's already connected to you very strongly. It's not just that I owe you money, but it's kind of yours already. That's a Shibud. Is that what Meta means? That the best, and all of these, specific types of fields are already meshubit to the person who is owed? Or you say, no, don't do a shibudim. Don't do a shibudim. It's just a din of gviya. So din of the Torah says what order you should collect in. If you have all these people to collect and all these types of properties, that he gets idis and he gets ziburis and he gets beinonis, but not that it's shibudim at all. So they all quote this line of Gemara to prove that it's shibudim. Because what difference does it make that I had an idis and that I don't have idis anymore? If I don't have idis anymore, if it's just a din of collection, you go by what there is right now at the time of collection. The fact that the Gemara is saying that it's important what I had at the moment of the loan, at the moment of the hezek, what I had earlier, if that makes a difference, it must be that it's a din of shibudim. You have to say that's the only way that this line would make sense. That's what the Avi Ezvi, Rav Shach says. That's what the Granat says. The overing this Gemara as a raya that it's a din of shibudim, not just a din of gevia. So we said yesterday that was what he said. Maybe that was the machlokes of Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva, but that's what the proof of this line of the Gemara. Hachanami mistavra. It also makes sense to suggest that this brisa is talking about a case where he had idis and sold it. Mitatani achrisi, because we have another brisa and there's a stira between the brisas. Beinonis v'ziburis. Right, that was the case under discussion. Let's say a person does not have any great fields. He only has beinonis and ziburis. So what's the halacha? Nezikin bebeinonis. The nizak will get beinonis because he's supposed to get idis. So he gets beinonis. Balchov v'ksubizisha b'ziburis. And a balchov v'ksubizisha gets ziburis. So kashna adada, we have a stira. What's the stira? What is a balchov supposed to get in this case? in the original Brisa. Again, if the person only has Beinonis and Ziburis, what does the Baal Chov get? The Baal Chov also gets Beinonis. And here, this Brisa says the Baal Chov gets pushed out to Ziburis. So what's the difference? So Elav Shema Mina, what must be the answer? Kan Shehoyselo Idis Umachra, Kan Shelo Hayse Idis Umachra. It must be, that's the difference. Where he had Idis originally, so then the Baal Chov could get the Beinonis already earmarked for him. If the Beinonis is already earmarked, then even if the guy sells his Idis, he can still get the Beinonis. That was the first Brisa. But in the second Brisa, where he never had Idis, so then the Beinonis of this guy jumps up to be considered Idis. So that's why the Baal Chov only gets Ziburis. What is the crucial time for him to have had Idis and then sold it? We said before, we're going to get back to what was the moment. What's the crucial time? So the Yamshel Shlomo has one Shita, and all the other Achronim have the other Shita. The Yamshel Shlomo here in Baba Kama. So I don't think we mentioned the Yamshel Shlomo yet, the Marshal in Baba Kama. So just to note, first we mentioned again, his Hagdam in Baba Kama is well known. His Hagdam in Baba Kama is one of the sources which talks about how every Jew stood at Har Sinai, every Jew in every generation stood at Har Sinai, and they got the Torah through their own Sinor, through their own pipeline. That's why we all think differently. That's why we all have our own nofech, our own way of understanding Torah, because we each had our own personal Kabbalah Satorah. And that's why that's the prince. That's why Elu ve'Elu devilikim chayim. That's the shear that this goes with via the marshal in the Akdama. Kol neshamos hayu bahar Sinai v'kiblan derech memtes sinoros v'hein shiva pamim shiva mizukak shiva sayim v'hein makolos asher shomu v'gamro v'chol Yisrael roam as a kolos. Hein, what are the kolos? They saw the kolos. Hein hadeos hamechalkos b'tzinor kol echad ra'a derech tzinor shelo l'fi hasagaso. The kibel kefi koach nishmas el yono lerovi luya uprisus zerachok mizeh reva kol ms vahavein. That's the first half. Then he talks about the mesora. He talks about the Rambam and Bali Tosfos and the Rush, what they each did, and he says in terms of psak, you don't always have to follow the Rambam, right? Bali Tosfos also. He says that is my shita lahavin kol adeos bein akadmonim bein achronim v'lo nasasi panim l'shem mechaber. Right, I don't show favoritism to anybody. What I think is right is what I'm going to say. Lo amin lo shum echad min amachabrim yoter mechaveiro. Af sheish hechra gadol bein ma'alotam lefi lemisha murgal behem be'iyun rav. You're right. Some of them generally get it right more than other ones, but still, each one mikol makom hatalmud hu amachria v'rayos berurosi yitzdaku v'yitznu idehen. The Gemara is the machria, and everybody else has got to fit into the Gemara. Right? We discussed this in the past that you can't argue on the Gemara. Right, there's a line about Metzia, Ravina, Veravashi, Sof Hora. The Rama quotes that in B'choshe Mishpat. You could argue on a Rishon, can't argue on the Gemara. Ravina, that was a stage in the Mesorah, and therefore once there was Stimas HaTalmud, you know, you could argue. Sometimes the Vilna Gaon gives Shatin that are different than the Gemara gave. No, about Halacha Lamaisa, but he would give like Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva. It says in the Mishnah, so the Gemara gives one shot of Ein Lakeva, so the Gemara gives another shot of what Ein Lakeva means. But in terms of Lamaisa, says the Rama in Choshe Mishpat, you can't. That's what he says. I'm going to show favoritism to the Gemara. But after that, everybody's equal in my eyes, and I'm going to see who's right. So that's the so it's just two page Akdama. If you've never seen it, it's worthwhile to go through the Akdama of the Yamshel Shlomo on Baba Kama. So here on our daf, the Yamshel Shlomo says, V'hadar mina besugya shahayslo idus umachra la'achar halva'a. Hachi pirusho shemachra laachar zman sheroi haya hachov lidvos. What's the key line? Says the Amshel Shlomo. It's that was the Agadata, by the way, for the week. So the says the Amshel Shlomo. You sold it after the time of the Shas Gvia. That was the crucial time. You still had Idis when the time for paying came up. Kagon kasevola for Abba Tishrei umachra laachar Tishrei. Right, you have to tell you're supposed to be back at Tishrei, so you have to Tishrei. That's what the Amshel Shlomo says. That's not the Pashas. Rov Achronim say, what does it mean? What's the crucial time? When does Shibudim kick in? The time of the lending. The time of the Hezek, the time of the Chiyuv that takes place. And that's what the Nesiva says. When this line is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Beis, says the Nesivas, Kivan de Bishas Halva'a Hayolo Kfar Chal Shibudo. Whatever he had at that moment. So the fact that he has Idis, the key is then. Let's say he only had Beinonis at the Shas Shibud. And he only had Ziburis. Let's say he has only Beinonis at the Shas Halva. And then he gets Ziburis. So then you could collect Ziburis. He says, this really was Idis L'Diday. And therefore, now that he gets something that's closer to Beinonis, so that's why he would be able to collect Beinonis. He then discusses what happens if you have a field that's meshubid, and then it gets flooded somehow. That's a discussion in the Achronim. You know, do you only go by if he sells it, is he at fault, or even if it's flooded, is it at fault? So if you want to look more at the Nesivus, that's here in Siman Kuf Beis. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara. So how do you answer the steer in the Brises? Again, what's the steer? The case is where he only has Beinus and Ziburis. And what does the Baal Chov get? Does the Baal Chov get Beinus or does the Baal Chov get Ziburis? Answer number one was, well, depended if he did this originally. If he did this originally, then the Baal Chov could get Beinus. But if not, the Baal Chov gets Ziburis, because everything goes down one notch. V'i Ba Yisema, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, I have another answer. It's a big Shaila here, what the Girsa is. We're just going to go with our Gemara's Girsa. On the side, it has a Girsa. Tosis has a Girsa. We're going to go with just our Gemara says. Maybe both Brises are talking about a case where he never had Iddis. He didn't have Iddis and sold it. And Rashi adds in, and everybody holds Bishel Olam Hein Shaman. He never had Iddis. He always just had Beinus and Ziburis. And you go by the world. For Lokasha, and the, what's the answer to the Sira? No problem. Had the Shavya Beinus Shalok Iddis Da Alma. For Khan, the Lok Shavya Beinus Shalok Iddis Da Alma. It depends how good his Beinus was. If his Beinus was like the world's Iddis, so that's considered Iddis. So the Baal Chov can't get from there. So he gets the Ziburis. Because everybody holds, Rashi says, Bishel Olam Hein Shaman. But according to the other Brisa, that his Beinonis is not worth like everybody else's Iddis. So its Beinonis is Beinonis. And therefore, the Baal Chov can collect from there. That's the second way to answer the Stira in the Gemara. V'i Ba Yisema.
We go Ba'olam, the Brisa talks about all these lands according to him.
Even though we go Ba'olam, so right, that question, that was the original, right, the opposite, right, that's why all these Girsos are changed, but you have to work out the Gemara at this stage, I guess, is not interested right now in answering that issue. You're going to have to get back to that question, but now we're just trying to answer the Stira in the Gemaras. But you're right, that might be what motivates all these different Girsos, that you still, you're back to the original question. V'ibayisema, number three, idi kagon shahaisa beninis shaloka beninis da'alma, really, no, his beninis is like the world's beninis. The Hachab HaPligi, no, and maybe they're goofa arguing about our question. Mar Savar Bishalomain Shaman, Mar Savar Bishalomain Shaman. Mar Savar Bishalomain Shaman. And finally, number four, which one is more Svaradik? Which would you say, Bishalom or Bishalom? Which makes more sense? Which makes more sense? So again, you might say it's totally on our issue of what is Meitav about, right? If Meitav is about a Shibud, so Shibudim, you know, you might go in either direction. But one way to say it is Shibudim might go by objective, by personally. Personally, yours is Meshubit to me, so therefore you go by what your properties are worth. If it's just Seder HaGviya, what is collected? So what is collected in the order, then it might be more of an objective standard by Bishalom Hein Shaman. So that question Gufa might be all these issues, even though we seem to be getting, you know, drowning in the different Meitav issues and who pays what, but again, a lot of this the Lundis is behind all of these questions. Ravina Amar, fourth and final answer to the Stira, Bidu Ula Pligi. Maybe they're arguing about Ula. Diyamar Ula, Dvar Torah, Balchov Beziburis. Mida Raisa, Balchov pays Miziburis. If I lend you money, so then I have to pay back Ziburis. Shenamar, how do you know that? Shenamar, based on the Pasuk we mentioned yesterday, Bachutz Ta'amod, when you go collect your loan, you're not allowed to go inside and take something from the borrower. You have to stand outside. And the man that you are biting in, that's the lashon that the Torah uses for lending, what's rib is called in the Torah, neshech, right? You're biting. He'll bring out his belt to you. Right, he'll bring it out to you. So what did the person usually bring out to pay back? Pachos shebekalim. Right, he brings out the worst. Right, he brings out what is he going to pay back with? So that's the mucker that a Baal Chov generally pays back Ziburis. Umatam amr Baal Chov beinus. And why midirabanan do we bump up a Baal Chov? We say he could collect beinus middle properties. Kadesh lo tenodelas b'fnei lavin. As the Gemara says, various takanas. We want people to keep lending money, like the institution of Prisbal, like the institution of others. So shlo tenodelas b'fnei lavin. Right. So the people don't stop lending. So mar again, different pshatim in the Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi. Mar islay takanta, the brisa that says that a Baal Chov gets beinus. Why? Because he holds it the didrabanan that a Baal Chov gets beinus. De'ula, umar lethay takanta de'ula, and the first brisa who says the Baal Chov gets ziburis. You know why? Because Baal Chov never gets beinus. Because they hold us that like the ikar adin that a Baal Chov is supposed to get ziburis. Period. 3 points on this. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua asks, what does it say? The Gemara says, oh, they're arguing about ula. What does ula say? The first half of ula everybody agrees to. Ula says, what's Ula's Chiddush? Mido Raisa! The Baal Chov gets Ziburis. That's Ula. They don't argue about that. Everybody agrees to that. The Gemara should have said, Machlokes b'mishna pligi. Why? Because the second step, that do you bump up a balchov to Beinonis, that's a takana in the Mishnah in Hanisakin, in Gittin. So that's the Pnei Yeshua, just the language of the Gemara doesn't seem to be meduyak. L'chor, lashana Gemara tamua, demai kamar b'de'ula kamiflagi, given the travayo islu masha amar b'tchilas dvarav, dvar torah gma balchov b'ziburis. Ella, mandalesle du'ula hainama sof dvarav, sha'amar takana tzachav b'beinus, v'zeinu mishal ula ela mishna senui, v'havle l'mir b'mishna senu pligi. So the Pnei Yeshua says, okay, sometimes the Gemara is not being loved afkav. Ish l'ashev, dehihi. They're arguing about the Mishnah, but it says Ulo because he's the one that made the Mishnah famous. That the second half of the Mishnah, even though they all agree with it, but that's what. So the Pnei Yeshua says is not as meduyuk as it could have been. Number one, number two, the Ave Ezri asks here again on the same piece in Rosh Hashanah. I didn't mention where it was. In Malve Velove, Perek Yutes Halacha Dalad, where this halacha is of the Rambam. So what did the Gemara say? Oh, Mida Raisa Balchov Pezi Buris. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, when you go collect it to stand outside and he brings out. 1 minute. If there's no source in the Torah for anything, so what would he have to pay? If you have to pay something and the Torah doesn't tell you otherwise, so what would you have thought you have to pay? Ziburis. So what does the Torah have to bring up? What does the Gemara have to bring a makar for? How do you know that a balchov pays ziburis? You pay from this pasuk. What do you mean? If you don't have a makar for meitav, then you pay ziburis. I say, what is the Gemara bringing a makar here? You should say it, that's the pashtus. The pashtus is that you know you should be able to pay if unless otherwise known, you pay ziburis. That's his question. Tzorek limun mikra she'efshar l'shalin lo b'ziburis u'lachor hu lahefech she'ad rabba tzrichin krabin izikin va'o she'mechuyev mimeitav u'blo krama hechetesi lo l'chayv yoser. Maybe Ziburis. So I don't understand. He says, you know what this proves again? It's the same piece. He says, this proves that there's something called a shibud. That a Baal Chov has a shibud, right? If I lend you money, then you, my properties are meshubit to you. Which properties? All my properties. And a shibud is, as you mentioned, a quasi-kinyan. The language of the Ritvan Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel is mixas kinyan. You have a mixas kinyan in which property? Unless I make an apotiki, which is a specific piece of land, you have a lien on all my properties. On all my properties. So then that's why I would have thought that, hey, if they're partially yours, you can take whatever you want. You would have thought whatever you want. That's what there's a havamina by a Baal Chov. Kamashvan, that's why you have to have a pasuk to teach me that a Baal Chov only conducts ziburis midaraisa. Shows you the power of shibutim. That I would have thought a Baal Chov naturally might even collect the indus. That's what he wants. An amazing chiddush. There's a kinyano adrava who a malva yacholikach eza sheyirtsa. She kinyano who notel. She kol mashe notel. She lo who notel. Ume meilo who a love and mechuyev lasis lo ase itis. She kol mashe zeh yacholitomi shem sheish lo kinyin ba mechuyev lasis shemchiyev aguf. That's the chiddush of Rav Shach, but it flows from the Gemara here. Okay, just one other ha'ara. It came out again. Shaltino does with 11. I mentioned this idea before, but there are those that ask on Hillel. On the concept of Prisbal, which is Shalotino Dallas, he wanted to keep people lending, you know, isn't that kind of circumventing the law? You know, some on the people who, you know, who either are looking or, you know, gotta try to figure out to understand, so why isn't that you created? The Torah says all loans have to be, you know, nullified by Shemitah. All of a sudden Hillel comes along and says, oh no, loans don't have to be nullified by Shemitah. Right? So what's the how can he do that? Isn't that against the spirit of the law? So I heard from Rav Rosenzweig, Mori Varabi, that maybe not. Maybe it's just the opposite. The Torah has a very high ideal. A very high ideal of what the Jewish people should act as in terms of chesed. I lend you $1 million. Next week, Shemitah comes, you don't have to pay me back. Is that normal? It's not normal financial behavior. Not to have to pay back loans. That's not normal. But the Torah is saying, for family, for brothers, you have a very high standard. Very high standard. You have to do this ma'isa chesed that is unbelievable. The problem is Hillel saw that they weren't doing basic chesed. Because of this high ideal that was being shot for, they weren't lending money. So Hillel said, better to do the basic ma'isa chesed first. Once you can get that done, so then fine, we'll get back to the other one. But it's not a circumventing of the law. It was doing step one. The Torah is out for step six. Once you're on this level, so then, okay, we'll demand this unbelievable ma'isa chesed. But if you're not doing the basic chesed, Hillel said not to get, the Torah obviously thinks that first. So Prisma is really getting back to what the Torah would have had in mind anyway. Right? That's chesed one of just lending money. So that's the Shaltino Dallas Bifne Love, and you have to know how to look at Prisma. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Two dots. Let's say I have lands and I sold let's say I sold all my lands, let's say I had all three types of lands. I have Idis, Benis, and Ziburis. I sold them to somebody. Or I sold them all to three different people on the same day. On the same day. So it's the din. Kulon nechnesu tachas abaylim. They all those buyers, fill in my shoes. Let's say I have nothing left. So they fill in my shoes, and therefore when my Ksubas Isha and my Nizik and my Baal Chov all come to collect, so the Idis, right, whoever bought my Idis, goes to the Baal Chov could go, the Nizik could go to that buyer, and the Baal Chov could go to the Beinonis man, and the Nizik could go to the Idis man, and the Ksubas Isha could go to the Ziburis one, the one who bought all my fields. They go into my shoes. Kula Nechnesu Tachas Abaylum. But if I sold them one day after another, and I didn't sell them all on the same day, I sold them on consecutive days, so then Kulon Govin Min HaAchron. Then they all go backwards. They all go to the one who bought last, because that was the last B'nei Chorin. That was the last property that was mine. The Shibud was on there, as the Mishnah says in Masechus Gittin. Rashi quotes it here. Gittin Memches. Ein Yifram in Achazim Mishubadim B'Makam Sheish B'nei Chorin. You don't get paid back from Mishubadim, from properties that you sold, if there are still properties that were not sold yet. Via Filu Ein Ziburis, even if they're the worst properties. You go by what's left. So therefore, all these people go by the last one who bought, that was the last B'nei Chorin, and Ein Lo, if there's not enough there by the last one, go by Mishal Afanav, then you go one back. Go one back, and Ein Lo, go by Mishal Afanav, then you go one back before then. So that's the din. So, fine. Ask the Rashba asks in, oh, actually, let's go back for a minute. A couple of points. First, Kula nechnesu tachas abaylam. So Tosfos asks, Kula nechnesu tachas abaylam, meaning in the Kroll go collect from Shibudim. Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, one second, Vahan Ezekin milva alpeninu. Or milva tel lagavim mishavdi. A nezek is a milva alpen, not a milva bishtar. It's an owing that's not written down. And only a milva bishtar can you collect from Mishubadim. Or milva alpen, you can't collect from Mishubadim. So why can the nezek at all go to Mishubadim? So Tosfos has two answers. First answer, maybe we're talking about a case where the verdict already went into Beis Din. There was already Amadas Adin. Ready Amadas Adin, so that's like a Milva Bishtar. Maybe they already had the discussion, maybe not the verdict, but at least they had the discussion in Beis Din. So that already has the status of Shtar. Why? What's the whole purpose? Why only Milva Bishtar? No purpose, because it's a call goes out. Usually we say, if you buy property, you have to make sure that there's no liens on this property before you buy it. So if it's a milva pass, how are you going to research that? That's why you say it's not your fault. But a milva bishtar is your fault. You should have checked the documents. So too, if they already had a discussion in Beis Din, it was in all the papers, you should have known about it. Number one, that's what the Rashba answers to this question. The Rashba says, by nezek, it's in all the papers. If somebody damages somebody else, yesh lo kol. So even if though it's a milva pass, it still collects from Mishubatim. But the second answer of Tosfos, inami, it's a milva haksuve batora. And milva haksuve besora ksuve bishtar damya. What does that mean? What is a milva haksuve batora? So if you remember back to Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin discusses what is a milva, I have Kiddushin somewhere here, maybe not. So the Tosfos says, milva haksuve batora means a something that I owe that I wouldn't have known if the Torah hadn't said it. That's a milva haksuve batora. And the milva she'ena ksuva batora is one that I would have known logically, based on the act. So what are examples of a milva ksuva batora and milva she'ena ksuva batora? So Tosfos there says, this was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't get to discuss this at length back in Kiddushin Yud Gimel. What's a milva ksuva batora? Kagon, karbanos, if I have a baby. So I have to bring a karbon, that's logical. I would have known that without the Torah, of course not. Karbanos, pidyon haben, erichin, right, the value of a person, all these are not logical, they're just payments of the Torah, those are milva ksuva batora. Milva she'ena ksuva batora, things that I would owe based on logic, what's that? Milva! If I lend you money, I need the Torah to say that you have to pay me back? No, of course not. That's logic. So that's Tosfos. Everything's fine, except one I left out. Milva ksuva batora, Tosfos also says, nezikin. Nezikin is a milva ksuva batora, like Tosfos says here. Nezek, meaning, if I damage you, without the Torah, I wouldn't have to pay you back. Really? That's amazing. That's amazing. I wouldn't have to pay you back. I'm just a bad guy. I wouldn't have to pay you back. So that's a big tzarech. You look at the Tosfos of Rush right here. He leaves that out. He writes all the ones Tosfos says and leaves it out. So tzarech Ian, you know, how does Tosfos call that a milva ksuva batorah? Maybe certain details. That's how some explain Tosfos. Let's say metav is something that I wouldn't have known. That's a milva ksuva batorah. In fact, you have to pay, of course. But the details of nezek, Maybe that's a milva haksuva batara. But either way, some of it is a milva haksuva batara. Maybe that's what's referring to the metav aspect, and therefore it's kiksuva b'shtar davya. Why is milva haksuva batara kiksuva b'shtar? Because it's a stronger. Again, you could say either way. Which is a stronger type of chiyuv? One that's based on pure logic, or one that the Torah says? You can say it either way. If a Torah tells you, oh, so that's a strong one. No, if you don't even need the Torah to tell you, that's a very strong one. You can say it both ways. But either way, the Gemara here assumes that it's kiksuva bishtar damya. Okay, three answers: two in Tosfos and one of the Rashba. Okay, let us continue. There's more here, but we have to continue a little bit, and then we will get back at this time. Says the Gemara, machron le'echad heichidami. So what was the case of this brisa? The brisa says if you sold it to three different people on the same day, then everybody's equal, right? The kula nifchus nachsavaylam. Consecutive days, so then we say you kill out by the last one. So what was the case where you sold it to one person? Right? Machron le'echad heichidami ilei mebasachad. If it's a case where you sold it all on the same day, so hashtu l'shlosha. If so, then why do you have to say that case even in the brisa? If where you sold it to three different people on the same day, where you can really say that one of them probably came first, one was probably in the morning, one was in the afternoon, one at night. Amar kulam nichlus dachas abayalim. You still say though they're all equal, and nichlus dachas abayalim. So machon lechem miboy. So surely if you sold them all to one person, where it really could have been that you sold them at the same time, you have to say that case. So ella, it must be that in the case of machar la'echad, pshita b'zachar zeh, it must be sold it to one person on different days. And yet, the brisa still says that nichlus u'dach zabayalim, they each don't have to go in backwards order. They each could just fill in the shoes of the party. So I ask, why is that? Maishna shlosha, why have you sold it to three different people on different days? To call chad v'chad, amr lehi nachti l'cha makom l'gvos mimenu. Each one says, hey, collect from the later guy, because I left B'nei Chorin. So, Hainami, Akol Chad V'chad, on each one, Lei Malei, Hinach Tulcha Makom, Likvas Menu. On each one, he should be able to say, hey, I left you. I left you, B'nei Chorin. So, Hachamayaski, so therefore, why, if you sold it to one person on 3 days, he should be able to say, on each property, hey, collect from the last one that I bought. That's what he should be able to say, just like if it's three different people. Why should he be able to say that? So no, he bought the best property last. So therefore he asked the Gemara, so then what's the issue? It should be the opposite. They all should get Idis. If this was the last free property, B'nei Chorin, then all these people, even the Ksubas Isha, should be able to get Idis. So the Gemara says no. Mishum to Amar Lahu, because you know why? What he could say? The one person who bought all the lands, he says, no, Ishas Kisu Vishaklisu Kidinaihu, if you take all like what you're supposed to take, meaning like, you know, the Nizik gets Idis and he gets Bainan and he gets Iboris, then Shaklisu fine. The Elo, if you don't take what, if you all demand Idis, you know what I'm gonna do? Mahadrana Star the Ziburis Lamari, I'm gonna give back the star of Ziburis that I bought. So you are the person involved is only gonna have Ziburis, Vishaklisu Kul Khumi Ziburis, you'll have to get Ziburis. You'll be able to get only Ziburis. So that's the threat. That's the threat. Is he really going to do this? Says the Rush. If he does this, though, is it really going to help? Is he really going to help? Because what's going to happen? It's only Ziburis from today. From the time that he wanted to collect already, he didn't have Ziburis. The Idis was still the free one. So is it really going to work? So the Rush isn't sure. The Rush says it's at least a threat. He's not sure exactly how it, Lamaisa, would work, but it's at least the threat, Shabo, is what he said. So it's Labdaka that he would actually return, but he's just using it as a claim. So that's why. Kula nechlus v'dachas abayim. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, b'nezikin nami neimahachi. So why don't you say the same thing by nezikin, right? Why can't he tell the nezikin guy, I'm not giving you this. I'm not giving you this. If you want to collect banin, it's fine. If not, I'm going to return the shtar. So again, the fact, why don't you say that he can always force them to take less than what they're supposed to get? So it must be, that's not the case. It must be that's not the case that he bought it as last. Ela hachamayaskinan, what must be the case? Biyasmi. It must be that the person in question died. And we're talking about Yisom. Again, we're trying to figure out what's the case of Machron Le'echad. That's the case in the Rise that we're trying to figure out. So it must be the case where the person died. Delabne Pironinu. So then all the metaltalin that the orphans still have are not Meshubid. And Vishibud Dilei Aledi De Ramye. And the Shibud is only on the property that he has. But if he would give the property back to the Yisomim, it wouldn't work either. Why? Rashi explains here, that would be considered property that the orphans got after their father died, which is not Meshubid to the father's loans. So, Hilkach, Lech Lamei Merhachis, therefore, what you stuck, what's the case? So the only thing to say is as follows. Elam Yishum De Amar Lahu. This is what he could tell them. He, the buyer of the property. So time my Amar Rabbanon in from the Chazal Mishubatim Bakam Sheish Bnei Chorin. What's the whole reason why Chazal said that if there is Bnei Chorin property still around, you cannot collect from what was bought? Bishim Takanta Didi. It's for me, right? It's for me, the buyer. So he says, I know, but Hatakanta Lo Nichali. So I'm not interested in that Takana. I want to give you property that I didn't buy last. So he's allowed to say that, kid, like we referred to yesterday. Kid the Rava, the Amar Rava, as Rava says, Kol Homer, Yeshu B'Takanas Chacham Konzu. If there's a Takanas Chachamim that is for the good of a person, he can say, I'm not interested. You know, it's better for me without it. Shomelo, you listen to him. For example, Maika Gonzu, Kid the Rafuna, the Amar Rafuna, Yechol Isha Shtama Labaila, Eini Nizonis Veniosa. A woman could say, I know there's a Takana that my earnings go to the husband and he has to support me, Mizonos, and that for my benefit because my earnings might not give me enough. But you know what? I have plenty of earnings, the wife could say, and therefore he could keep his mizonos, and I'll have my Maisiya dayim. So he's allowed to say that. So here too, the buyer could say that I'm not interested in the last field being yours. I can pay back with whatever I want. And as referring to what we said yesterday from the Tosfos Arash, this could work as long as he's being machzik what is in his hand. That was the important limitation we had yesterday. If somebody's trying to be motzi mamon, you can't say efshe b'takanas chachamim. But to be machzik mamon, that's where you can. That's where you can say that, right? There's a big discussion in the Rush here. The Rush says, in Simon Gimel, what happens if umishum de amar lilokeach efshi betakanas chachamim af ilotain kagon ze psach picha leilim betaanin lehu. The Rush says, in all these cases of the buyers, even if they don't claim it, Bezdin claims it for them. We're Taninan. That's the sugya of Taninan. Many times, Bezdin will claim something for somebody if that's their rights maker adin. That's called the principle of psach picha le'ilem. Open the mouth of the mute. Doesn't only mean mute, it means mute bahalacha. That's what the Rush here says too. When it says here, he could say this, and we know he bought all different types of property, Bezdin can be towing it for him. Taninan. The Pipula Charifta on the bottom explains. The kol mai diyiske mitzad hadin, the dinahachi, velotoli beuvda, if there's something that he should get me ikra did, and it's not specific to any case, so but we could say, lav kuli amadini gemiri, not everybody knows the din. So therefore, we're allowed to claim it for him. So that's an important point of the Rush here. It's not that the guy is actually claiming this, even if he's not actually claiming it, we could claim it for him. Right, he doesn't think this is the real. So in that line, right, that line of I'm going to return the shtar, that's a threat. But here, where he says, that's a real claim, that would work.
So there you wouldn't say, I'm not
taninan.
We wouldn't.
Right, we wouldn't taninan about the threat. I don't think so. Okay, weiter. Pshita, says the Gemara, different cases of selling things. What about this case, again, where he sold, where he bought the Idis last? Let's say the guy who bought all these properties, and then the buyer sold his Beinus and Ziburis. So the only thing that's left is Idis. The only thing that this guy who bought all of the first guy's properties, he only has Idis left. So there everybody agrees that he's got to fork up all of his Idis. Why? Because it was last. He doesn't have anything left. That he could tell the creditors, Gavu mi Beinus v'Ziburis. No, go collect from my other fields. He can't say, why? This fits in beautifully to what we just said from the Tzadzer Rosh yesterday. You can only say, to be machzik. But what's he saying here? He wants to be motzi mamot from the other buyers, from him. So you can't say he has to based on that. So if he only has idis left, then for sure he has to pay up his idis. Ava, what about this case? Machar idis v'shir benef ziburis. Let's say he sold his idis. He bought the idis last, and then he sold it. And now he has benef ziburis left. My. So there, could he tell them, hey, I sold my idis, go get it from them. To use it to his advantage. So Savra by Lamaimar Asu Kulukavame Idis, Abaya thought to say that he could shirk them off and say, you know, go collect from the new buyer the Idis. Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, he can't say that. Why? Mama Harishon Lashani calls Khushatabal Yado. When you sell something, you're really not only selling property, but you're selling any rights and claims that you have on this property. The Maharam says in the bottom of the Marsha here, that is Kiilu, you made a t'nai about this. It's not automatic. It's as if you made it tonight. And therefore, since if all these creditors would show up to the first lokeach, Matzi Agvi Lumi Benef Ziburis, he'd be able to give them for Benef Ziburis, Viafa Pitachi Zavni Benef Ziburis, and even though when he had bought the Benef Ziburis, Akati Yidis Bnei Chorin Have, this was still Bnei Chorin by the original guy, and we know the takana is you can't collect from nechaz mishubadim as long as you have bnei chorin. But still, matzi amar lelo nichali b'hai takana kama. Still, the first guy would be able to say, I'm not interested in the takana. So if that's a right of the first lokeach, so lokeach shani nami. So the second lokeach also matzi amar legavi benef ziburis. They could also say, you know, collect the Beinus and Ziburis, meaning you have to go back to the original Lokeach. The Chizav and Lokeach Sheni, because when the Lokeach Sheni buys, Adaita the Koschusa, the Havelel Rishon Begava Zavin. He buys it with Das that he's getting any Schus that the first guy can claim. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, Koschusha Tavaliyado. Again, exactly how this works has to be worked out, but that's the din of the Gemara. So that's why Abaya thought to do it, but Rebbe says no. Really, they can only collect from Beinus and Ziburis that the first lokeach still has. Amar Rava, what about this case? Ruvain shemacha kol sadosa l'Shimon. Ruvain sold all of his properties to Shimon. V'halach Shimon u'machar sada achas alevi. And then Shimon sold one of those fields to Levi. As we're going to see in a minute, it was a Beinus field. It was a Beinus field, and he had no Beinus left. Uba balchov de Ruvain, and now the balchov of Ruvain comes along and wants to collect. So again, all of Reuven's fields were sold to Shimon, and then Shimon sold one field to Levi. So who could he collect from? Bachol de Reuven, Ratzim Izevgo, Ratzim Izevgo, whoever he wants. He could go to Shimon and collect, or Levi and collect. V'lo Amar El Dazavid Beinonis, and this is only where he sold Beinonis, Avol Zavid Idif Ziburis Lo. Only, he could only go to Levi if he sold Levi Beinonis. But if he didn't sell Levi Beinonis, but he only sold Idif Ziburis, then no, he can only go to Shimon. To Amar Le, because Levi could say, Lohachi Daiki Vizavni the Ziburis. That's exactly why I didn't buy Beinonis. I only bought Idis and Ziburis, Ara de Lochazi Locha, land that I knew wasn't leaned. The Afilu Zavi Beinonis Nami, and also, if he sold Beinonis, he could still only go to Levi if, Lo Amran Elo de Loshir Beinonis Dechvase, if Levi didn't leave any Beinonis parallel by Shimon. To Lo Matzi Amarle, he nachti l'chamakom l'gabi Shimon. I left you Beinonis to collect from Shimon. Aval Shir, Beinonis tichvasi gabi Shimon. But if he left Beinonis by Shimon, Lo Gavi Minei, he cannot collect. To Matzi Amarle, he nachti l'chamakom l'gvasi Manu. Right, Levi could say, Saf, you have room to collect. So again, you could only go to both if he sold him Beinonis, and he sold him the only Beinonis. That's when you could also go to Levi or to Shimon. If he didn't only if didn't sell him Beinonis, or he left some Beinonis by Shimon, so then Levi says, get away from me, I'm not interested. There is, again, 2 days here in the rush. What if the Baal Chov says, no, I want the Ziburis of Shimon. I want that land. Can Shimon say, tough luck? The Rabbanan said, Beinonis, because this is being Motzi Mamon now. Is it being Motzi Mamon or not? So the Rush says, the Rush's maskana is that he can get the Ziburis. Why? Because the Baal Chov has a Shibud, and Shimon is the Motzi Mamon. Shimon, who has the land, is the Motzi Mamon. Really, the Baal Chov has a lien on everything, on Ziburis, on the Beinonis, so therefore, he could get it automatically. Shimon can't say, hey, no, I don't want the Ziburis, because the same person, Tosa Rasha has realized that we've been saying this klal from, and the Rush in the back, right? The Rush says, no, who's the Motzi here? The Motzi is the Shimon, even though he still looks like the Machzik, but he's the Motzi here because of the concept of Shibud. Okay, Amar Abaye, one more story for today. Ruvain shemachas adol Shimon ba'achrayis. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon ba'achrayis. What does ba'achrayis mean? Ruvain says, if this is taken away from you, I'll pay you back. Don't worry. The also ba'achov de Ruvain v'tarav b'Shimon, and also the ba'achov of Ruvain comes along and goes to Shimon and says, give me the property. Give me the property. So dinuhu, the halacha is, de'ozol Ruvain u'mishay dina ba'adei. Ruvain could come in and start a din Torah with his ba'achov. And his Baal Chov cannot say, La Balder and Ziyad, Reuven, get out of here. I'm just talking to Shimon now. I'm talking to Shimon. You sold your property to Shimon. I'm dealing with Shimon. No. You can't. Reuven could come in to Amalei, because Reuven could say, Imafkis Binei Alai Hadar. If you take it from him, he's going to come back to me. So I'm also a Baal Dover here. So therefore, Reuven is allowed to start the Din Torah. The Ika de Amrei. Or, Afilish Lob Achrayis Nami, even if he sold without Achrayis. Meaning he wouldn't be responsible if it's taken away. To Amarle, because again, Reuven could say to his Baal Chov, Lo Nichale to Tevi Lishimon Taraimus Alai. I don't want him to have Taraimus. I don't want him to be upset at me. Even if I'm not going to pay him back, he's going to be really mad. So I don't want him to have Taraimus. That's why that's already enough to consider him a Baal Dover. Enough to consider him a Baal Dover. So Tosfos here asks Akasha, what difference does it make whether Reuven can come in or not? Don't we have the principle of Ta'aninun? As we just mentioned above, that Beis Din claims whatever, you know, is good for this person, so who cares whether Reuven can come or not? Beis Din is going to claim anything that Reuven can claim. So, Tosfos here has two answers. Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Sadik Beis has about 8 answers about can you come up with a nafkamina, something that Reuven could say that Shimon won't be able to say. So one of them is, no, Mizuyef. It's a forged star. Shimon has no idea. Reuven knows. Reuven knows if the whole loan was made up. So Mizuyef or Parua, it's paid up already. So Reuven could claim that. So we're not going to be tanin on that, you know, by ourselves. So there are many. All Tosfos tries to come up with all the answers of what's something that Shimon would not be able to claim, and Reuven can claim. The stipler here, we'll just end with this. Where's the stipler? On the bottom here. The stipler says, it's interesting, why does the Gemara here have to say, you know, he's a baldavar, because I don't want him to have taromis. He says, upashut, who says, umuchach, the ilav, the ishla Reuven sad hanoa bedin zeh, li nasal meach rayis. Let's say Reuven wouldn't have the claim of, he's going to have taromis alai. Could I just get into a din Torah for you if I know how to claim? So it sounds like from here, you wouldn't be able to. You'd be able to say, la baldavar bediyat. Right, why is that? So he says this proves, and this is there are Rishonim that hold this way, the definition of Baldavar is somebody who gets Hanah from the case. Somebody who gets some type of Hanah from the case. If you don't get any Hanah from the case, then the person can say, La Baldavaram Diziyat. You can't be involved in this case. We're not talking about lawyers now. Lawyers are on behalf of the Baldavar. That's called Antler. Shvuas, Masechah Shvuas. We're talking about Antler. Antler are lawyers. How is an Antler different than for Amdushnei Anashim? We have to see exactly how that works. But it says the Kilos Yaakov here in Siman Mem Gimel in Ksubis. That's where this piece is. You see from this Gemara, this line here, that you're only allowed to be a baldavar and involved in the case if you get something out of it. If you don't get anything out of it, it doesn't have to be monetary. It can be taromes. But if you don't get anything out of it, then it's a riv lo lacha, and therefore you cannot be involved. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll continue.